There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. You can join us here as we launch into the second hour at toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Things are bad, real bad in Greece and Venezuela. We touched on some of that in the first hour. You're welcome to comment there. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Skype into the show at username LRN.FM. Also, as submitted to the front page of our website, which you can do just like anybody can over at freetalklive.com, Guy from V submits this from Syracuse. Let's see. There's a story about colleges in the U.S., specifically in New York, and the rules around sexual encounters have just gone crazy.
Yeah, this has been going on for some time in colleges across the United States. I mean, this isn't brand new. They've been talking about sort of weird things.
This is now the law in New York. There was a bill signed into law on July 7th that requires both parties to obtain consent for sex.
Well, I remember these things come in increments, right? I remember back in the 90s, they were sort of debating that some universities wanted men, interestingly, to obtain consent for every sort of advance in the sexual act,
yep,
as it were. So
that's what this is.
May I kiss you? May I stroke your hair?
Yes.
May I slide my hand beneath your blouse? May I pull down your
pants? Yeah, we can't get too much.
Right, these kind of details. Things. Well, then, seriously, this is the kind of nonsense that was going on. I mean, I can't imagine this was anything other than some pervert's weird, stab at sexual foreplay. I don't get it.
Now, you heard about this in the 80s, you said? When was it?
It was the 90s.
Oh, the 90s.
Yeah.
Wow.
So this has been coming.
Now it's the law, according to Syracuse.com and Marnie Eisenstadt. She writes, what if you had to ask if it was okay to put your hand on the other person's butt during foreplay? What if you had to ask again before touching her breast? What if there was a law that said you had to do this? In New York, there is now, on all college campuses. A bill signed into law July 7th requires both parties to obtain consent for sex and each nibble and caress that sometimes paves the way.
Jeez.
It's so crazy. I mean, you want to talk about taking the moment away from sex, right? Like, to stop at every single turn and have to ask for permission to move ahead.
Well, I predict that college students don't give a damn about this.
Yeah, that's probably true, but somebody will likely end up catching some criminal charges at some point.
Well, the people are catching criminal charges already.
Yeah.
I mean, what this is intended to do is to sort of prevent young men from being accused of rape when they didn't do it, right? I mean,
this isn't going to stop that, though, right?
No.
I mean, unless you have some sort of record.
It needs to be a signed document.
Right.
Now we have to have college students videotape each other.
That's what it's going to come to.
But nobody can release it.
So the law applies only on college campuses. At its heart is a simple concept. Instead of no means no, it's yes means yes. It switches the dynamic of consent in what could be an empowering way, says the author.
To whom?
The hope is that by changing the power structure of the hookup and making it law, college sexual assaults will decrease.
What is the power structure of the hookup?
That's what I'd like to know.
I mean, what? Is this somehow suggesting that men have more power in the sexual arrangement known as the hookup? Because I would love to live in the world where men had power in the sexual arrangement. Because I don't live in that world.
Hmm.
And I have never lived in that world. The world I live in, women have the keys to the sex machine, and men simply ask for a ride, okay?
Well, apparently you are going to have to ask. every time, you know, not just the ride, but when you get on the ride and when the ride starts going and when the ride gets going faster as well.
I've just always felt lucky for whenever I get an opportunity, frankly.
The legislation proposed by Governor Andrew Cuomo and called Enough is Enough
oh God,
was passed unanimously, by the state legislature.
Oh God, are you kidding me?
Nope.
I would love to hear what they're talking about. Yeah. I think basically what they're trying to do is make it harder for college students to have sex.
It's difficult to find fault with the law's goal of reducing sexual assaults.
There's all kinds of goals behind legislation.
But some, including feminists and legal scholars, say laws like New York's overstep and risk turning into a criminal someone who honestly misread a sexual cue.
Well, thank God there's some feminists out there that that are concerned with somebody misreading a sexual cue and being turned into a criminal.
And
because I've heard a lot of them that don't seem to be concerned with that at all.
The law has also asked college students to turn into a contract what is often a fumbling dance for otherwise sophisticated adults.
What?
I don't know if I'd call them sophisticated.
Who's sophisticated?
They're in college. They must be sophisticated.
Does sex somehow cease to be a fumbling dance? I mean, what? I don't understand.
The law is not a criminal one, but violating it could result in criminal charges as well as disciplinary action by the school. Colleges in New York have until September of 2016 to comply by rewriting their conduct codes and policies. That'll be a page turner.
So I'm gonna couple this with some other information I've got. I've gotten the information in the past that there seems to be a very deep concern about women, married women, being raped by their husbands within sort of the feminist community. And I hear it all the time. Hmm. I'm not saying anybody should be raped. I'm just saying that essentially what's trying to be pushed back is sort of by many people out there. They're trying to push back the understanding of consent, right? Like, I am of the opinion that once somebody enters into a marriage contract, that we are now have gone from, at the very, very least, we have gone from one should make a standard assumption of no to one should make it a standard assumption of yes when it comes to sex. I believe that's sort of part of it all.
I see what you're saying, meaning like, you know, you're waking up in the morning and you start having, making sexy things on your wife and she wakes up and rolls over and it's presumed that because you're married that that's okay.
Yes.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah, it's presumed that. But of course, she could forestall that at any point with a, I don't feel
not right now.
Right,
yeah.
Whatever. But it's just an assumption, right? Mm-hmm. It's an assumption from where to start.
I think that's a fair assumption.
So, I touch my wife in different portions of her throughout the day, and I'll grab her fanny or touch her on the back or shoulder or whatever.
Part of the privilege of being married.
Well, I think it's a privilege of being in a relationship generally.
I agree with that. Yeah,
and I'm just sort of wondering when now do people advise that that's the case? You may now touch me in this specific spot whenever you feel like. Is that how that goes, or does it have to be? According to this law, does it have to be
every time? That's a good question, Mark. I have not read the actual wording of the law here, so I can't
tell
you.
Have you ever seen women have T-shirts on that suggest that they want somebody to touch their boobs?
I've seen that.
I've seen that, too. I've never taken that
I don't believe it.
As a suggestion that I could touch their boobs.
Me neither.
Right? I've never thought for a second, that's what she really wants me to do.
Yeah.
Because I assumed that this was a T-shirt being flippant or whatever it was being.
Right.
Now, this is an explicit, written consent to me touching her boobs. Should I just be able to do that in that circumstance if it's on a college campus?
If it's a college girl wearing a shirt about touching her boobs?
I guess.
That's a good question, Mark. What do you think? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you are in college in New York and California.
Are things so messed up in this country as far as sex goes that we now have to change the rules? We have to have legislators, let's call them old people. old people, old lawyers, decide how it is that we go about having sex.
That's what we need to come to. At least in New York and California, those are the only states with affirmative consent laws, as they are called, and they only apply to college campuses. Right now, there is a movement to make the same laws apply for everyone.
Of course there is.
Can you imagine? The American Law Institute, which helps write the nation's criminal codes, is in the process of rewriting the sexual assault penal code to incorporate yes means yes.
These are written by highly socially conservative individuals. What's going to result here is less sex and less choice for people. This is going to drive people into committed relationships that they may or may not have been, may or may not be the best ones. These laws, if they're not intended for this, are poorly thought out.
Let's get your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. More on the way on the story about sex rules changing in New York, California colleges. are now going to require their students to get consent every step of the way. May I touch you there? That kind of thing. And all the way to intercourse. And I wonder if you have to keep asking during intercourse as well. So is it okay if I continue? it's just getting absolutely ridiculous.
It is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Might I thrust again? Yeah. I mean, it gets absolutely ridiculous. May I put this vibrating object here?
Let's continue that discussion here in a moment. Also want to let you know about next issue. It is a killer app for magazine lovers. If you enjoy reading magazines, you're going to love Next Issue because you get dozens and dozens, I think like 150 or something, ridiculous amount of magazines, big national names, you know, everything from ESPN to Sports Illustrated to Vogue, Elle, Cosmo, National Geographic, Consumer Reports, Food and Wine, and dozens more. You can subscribe to all your favorites and subscribe to even ones that maybe you've never even tried before, simply because, you know, you never really could justify spending $5 or $7 or whatever the heck. Magazines are expensive these days, aren't they, at the newsstand? Basically, you can, for the price of two magazines at the newsstand, get access to a bunch of them, including your favorites, from nextissue.com/FTL. Prices are as low as $10 per month, and you can get all of your favorites and more Wired magazines in there. I was actually just looking at the latest issue of Consumer Reports, and they've got an article about the smartwatches that you might have seen, you know, in the media, these Apple and LG and different brands, and they get one of the charts that they're known for with breakdowns of what the features are and what the costs are and, you know, which ones are their editors' picks, that kind of thing. And so if you've been thinking about getting the smartwatch, the latest issue of Consumer Reports has a breakdown on some of those. So it's a really handy app, and it's all right there on your phone or your tablet, whether you've got iPhone, whether you've got Android, they've got a Next Issue likely for you. Just go to nextissue.com/FTL and get your free 30-day trial. There's no risk whatsoever there. Free 30-day trial at nextissue.com/FTL. Go there and read up, way up, on all of your interests. Nextissue.com/FTL as we go to your calls and thoughts. More on the college thing here in a moment. First, we've got Jeff. He's in Pleasantville, California. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hey, Ian. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Jeff. Go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
Yeah, I just got a summons for jury service through my county.
Congratulations.
I've always thought that it comes from being on the voter rolls. You know, I thought that, and I'm not. And so something triggered this, and it came in a name that it's not my title to my house either. So I'm just curious.
It's likely your driver's license.
Okay, that's how they do it.
Yeah, well, it depends. So there are different states have different rules. At least here in New Hampshire, I can't speak for California, but in New Hampshire, they pull names from both voter rolls and driver's licenses. So California could be both. It could be one or the other.
Could be either, right?
I think it's their driver's license. And I had one more question.
Yeah.
I'm seriously, maybe later this year, contemplating getting out of here in New Hampshire because of you guys sort of on my list. But I also happen to be gay, and I just don't know if it's that good where you guys live out there. I know Derek J, you know, I'd like to talk with him sometime to find out if it's, you know.
Here's what I'd recommend that you do.
A dating scene? Is that what you're suggesting? Asking about?
Yeah, friends. Yeah.
Here's what I'd recommend that you do. Check out Flaming Freedom. That's Derek J's really super gay radio show that he does once a week. And he always is hosting with other people here in New Hampshire. I'm sure that the recommendation, I mean, I can't put words in his mouth, but I'm pretty sure that the recommendation would be that you probably move to Manchester or Nashua, to the two biggest cities in New Hampshire. There are more likely to be more gay people in an area of higher population. Plus, you're not far from Boston in those circumstances. So that's what I would suggest. There's actually a real friendly atmosphere, I think, towards gay folks up here compared to some places in the world. New Hampshire was the first state that actually legalized gay marriage through the legislative process. Most of the, like California and other places like that, it's been done by ballot measure. But here it actually happened through the legislature, which really shows that there's a groundswell
of support. And there's been Republican majorities since then, quite a few Republican majorities since then. There's never been...
It wouldn't have passed without the Republicans.
I do not
vote Democrat. I cannot stand that party, so I'm stuck. You know, I'd vote Republican usually, but I'm kind of libertarian, so you know, how many those are on the ballot, so that's how I vote.
Also,
there's a lot more here.
If you there's an article from Joe Jarvis, and I think his website's joejarvis.me, where he wrote about
joejarvis.me. Yes.
Yeah, he wrote about his experience at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, which seemed to have more gays than ever. It was probably the most gay attended Porcupine Freedom Festival thus far.
I still wouldn't paint anywhere in New Hampshire to be, San Francisco, Castro, or Key West, or Sarasota, or any of these places.
This is by no means a gay mecca, but it is at the very least a place that is friendly to. And I'm not saying you won't find people who will be discriminatory towards you. That those people exist everywhere, right?
That doesn't bother me as long as they don't touch me. You can come up to me and tell me how much you hate everything I stand for, which I'm not political in that way. I don't mind. Just don't touch me, you know? Somebody could come up and I'm not one of those whistleblower flag waivers guys, so.
Yeah. The community, the Liberty community, is super accepting and friendly towards gay folk here in New Hampshire. And I think generally the New Hampshire people are also, they're just the kind of leave me alone types, you know? They're going to leave you alone, you leave them alone, that kind of thing. I think it's a good place to be, and it would also be really cool to have more gay, liberty-minded folks here to create that sort of gay liberty mecca, because you know you can go to San Francisco and be around a bunch of gay people, but they're all going to be gay liberals, right, for the most part?
Yeah,
I mean,
very hardcore, and I'm always getting in arguments with them, lesbians are really political, and I'm not like that. So
how cool would it be, how cool would it be to create a place where it's comfortable to be gay, and that it can attract other people who also are of that that mindset as well. So I think that can happen here as more people move here because of the Free State Project. So thank you, Jeff, and we'll look forward to seeing you when you get out this way. Maybe consider coming to Keenvention, which is coming up later on this year. And thanks for your call tonight. And by the way, with the jury summons, congratulations on that. That gives you the chance to go and save somebody. Maybe there's someone who's going to be, you're going to be selected for a jury who is actually not a criminal. Somebody who has been caught with LSD or something like that. Something that is not actually a harm to another human being. Somebody who hasn't hurt or destroyed property or hurt another person, that they're just, living their life and they got caught with some drugs. You sit on that jury, you can vote not guilty because of jury nullification. So the fact that you got this jury summons, even though it is inconvenient, and you're going to have to take time off of work, and that's a pain in the butt, I get it. But at the very least, you may be the one vote that keeps somebody from going to prison.
Certainly a possibility on a jury. If it's a criminal jury, it has to be unanimous. And I don't think jurors take their responsibility to find people guilty beyond a reasonable doubt seriously in this country.
If you want to learn more about jury nullification, I recommend you visit FIJA, the Fully Informed Jury Association. And that's FIJA.org. They will give you more information about how to nullify if you are on a jury and how to get through the jury selection process as well, because that's a tricky part. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. We got more coming up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5 pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Extend your life with Rich Dentovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about contractual sex. That is what is going to be the mandatory rule if you're on a college campus. And I don't know if the rules still apply if you have sex off of the college campus. I suspect they do apply because it will be part of an agreement that each of the college students will likely have to sign in order to go to the school in the first place. So the requirement will be that one must ask for consent, affirmative consent, as they are calling it. Yes means yes, they say, at every step of the sexual process. That's the rule here, according to the story over at Syracuse.com, where we're picking up in the middle of it here, where they're pointing out that it's New York and California. So New York just passed this law. It was signed into law on July 7th, unanimously voted by the New York legislature. Not one dissenting vote on this.
That's because, both Democrats and Republicans can agree that college students shouldn't be having sex. And what they're trying to do is prevent that from happening, period.
This ridiculous. Is, yeah, you can't stop that.
This isn't about preventing rape of our young, chaste females or stopping hookup culture, which, of course, means that the young females aren't, in fact, chaste. This is about just preventing. This is sort of like shoving abstinence down people's throats.
Yeah, that never works, especially with horny young people who are biologically driven to have sex with one another. The American Law Institute is in the process of rewriting the sexual assault penal code to incorporate this yes means yes stuff. So there's this movement that is looking to make these laws apply to everyone, not just on college campuses, which, of course, would be incredibly, I think, a terrible idea. Lady Gaga apparently has penned an essay with Andrew Cuomo, in Rolling Stone to gain support for New York's college law. 24 legal
scholars. So Lady Gaga's behind this?
She is behind it, yes.
Oh, God.
Including retired federal judge Nancy Gertner wrote a memo warning against the dangers of such laws. And Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner, a lawyer, refused to sign on as a supporter, while Syracuse University's chancellor penned an op-ed in support of it. No matter what precautions you take, the hookup now poses serious legal risks. Quote, "You look at the legal system we're building, and it's incredibly risky to hook up with someone you're not married to," says the director of the Center for Excellence in Higher Education Law in the University of Florida. He says it changes the rules of the game. It gives the game rules. The national push for restrictive rules and laws comes at a time when...
Hold on just a second. So this is literally about hookup culture. This is not about empowering young women to prevent them from being raped.
Well, this is just one law expert commenting. So.
But he's commenting in the affirmative, right? He's saying, yay, right?
He's saying it's incredibly
risky. The rules of the hookup game.
Yeah, he's saying it's incredibly risky to have sex with somebody you're not married to. I'm not sure what his opinion is on this.
Well, it's incredibly risky to have sex with somebody you're not married with. Have you ever...
That's just his analysis. That's not his opinion about whether or not this is a good idea.
Let me
go on with some of his comments.
Okay.
Yeah, he's saying it's now incredibly risky in these places.
Now incredibly risky, okay.
In New York and California and college students. So going on here, the national push for restrictive rules and laws comes at a time when attitudes and practices around sex are becoming riskier, says the expert Mr. Lake. And the New York and California laws don't address binge drinking on college campuses, except to say that a person cannot give consent if they are under the influence... Which, that's a pretty big addressing of the issue of drinking on college campuses. You've had a drink? You can't say yes to sex? Are you kidding me? Because that's when all kinds of people say yes to sex, after they've had a few drinks, and all of a sudden now they're much more in the mood. I mean, that absolutely is a very common thing to have happen, but now it's what? Going to be rape? And what happens if two people have had drinks? What if both of the people have had drinks? Will they both be charged with rape? Can there be a mutual rape?
I don't think you're going to find, I would love to find the circumstances about how many men are charged with the rape in this circumstance versus women, because I think you're going to find significantly more, it's going to be significantly more men. I'm not saying that I think that this is going to be a tremendous mess. If two people are inebriated, I'll bet you it's the man who's the rapist.
Lake and some other legal scholars have said the laws threaten to make it much easier to falsely accuse someone of rape and sexual assault. So that's maybe a little more opinion there for you, Mark. Lake said college students are already figuring out the workaround to the rules to avoid being caught up in sexual assault allegations. They've realized that it's much less risky to hook up with someone who doesn't go to your school. It's hard to investigate on another campus, said Lake. There's a movement to extend the same consent rules to everyone. The draft.
A lot of people won't date, in the workplace, and it's, mostly, it's probably a lot of that too. It's sort of the same attitude.
The draft sexual assault law being written by this American Law Institute group would make sex without express consent a misdemeanor anywhere. The institute, made up of legal scholars and judges, writes draft penal codes that are often adopted by states and the federal government. So these are the people, this American Law Institute, people who write the boilerplate.
Yeah.
These are the people who write the stupid crap that then gets adopted by state governments. So it's not even that these legislators are writing these laws. They're turning to attorneys like the American Law Institute and saying, hey, come up with some stuff for us to pass. We need some more rules. We need more laws to give more jobs to attorneys. Because that's what this is all about, right? That's why these attorneys are the ones writing the laws. Not because they really care so much about protecting anybody, because this isn't actually going to protect people. This is going to put more people in danger of going to prison who are involved in sexual conduct consensually. That's what this law is going to do. And, of course, more people possibly going to prison means more people needing the services of an attorney.
Yeah, what a surprise. Attorneys writing things that require people to use more attorneys.
Gertner, the retired federal judge who's a member of this institute, has said such a law would be a mistake. If society has come to no clear consensus about the standards for consent, how can the law? She asked in an interview with the New York Times. She and two dozen others warned the proposed changes to criminal laws across the country could potentially fill the courts with false and frivolous accusations. But of course they can, because unless you have actual physical evidence of consent, then it's still her word against his word, or his word against his word, or her word against her word, or whatever. It's still one person's word against another. Oh, yeah, I consented. I asked for consent and she said yes. No, I didn't. Yes, she did. No, she didn't. You know, whatever. That's going to be the back and forth, and then who's going to be believed in that situation?
I couldn't say, but I can tell you this is just one more reason not to go to a 4-year school until you've completed community college. Mm. I would guess of the sexual assaults that occur on campus that there's probably a larger percentage that happen to freshmen and sophomores simply because they're younger and more vulnerable than juniors and seniors, and probably because they just don't understand the campus as well either, which is a mitigating factor in what I'm saying here. But I would not. As a kid, I wouldn't be going off to university unless, as a freshman, unless they were paying my way. Or I had some kind of terrible situation at home. Not an uncomfortable situation, a terrible situation at home.
Others say drastic measures are necessary because sexual assault has reached epidemic proportions, especially on college campuses. In New York, 11 colleges are being investigated by the Department of Education for mishandling sexual assault allegations. And then nationally, in 2012, there were 5,000 allegations of forcible sex offenses reported on college campuses to the U.S. Department of Education. It has been a year of national questions about how well colleges handle sexual assault on their campuses. Columbia University student became a media sensation as she carried a mattress around with her to protest how her allegations of sexual assault had been handled. Randy Bregman, the executive director of Vera House, was among the dozens of supporters who signed on.
The lady who carried the mattress around, it was a false accusation. I mean, why would they even mention this? Yes, she carried a mattress around. She was insane. She accused a man of raping her that she wanted to be in a relationship with, and she was blackmailing him.
Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's a YouTube video that acts out in a not-safe-for-work manner how affirmative consent should work, they say. I am going to check this out. We'll let you know how much of it we can play on the radio waves. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through ExpressCoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Now, more Free Talk Live happening. You can join us here at 855-453. How do you feel about this this new rule, new law in New York and also exists in California that will mandate that people participating in the sexual process with one another have to get consent at every step of the way? And there apparently is a YouTube video that I have yet to actually have a chance to take a look at, but I do want to take a look at that. I'll look at it at the top of the hour, see if we can play in it. It says it's not safe for work, but that could mean that it's just got nudity in it or something like that. Although you can't really do that on YouTube, so maybe it's the words.
Must be.
We'll find out. So we'll look into that. There's just ridiculous rules there. You can share your thoughts. Maybe you think this is a good idea. Maybe you feel like having to ask permission before you even touch somebody and then touch them in a different place and then further and so on and so forth every step. Asking permission for that. You think that's a good idea? I'd love to hear from you. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE.
You know, I... The law is law's a funny thing, right? Like, it has to sort of look at things fairly. And I don't know that you can call the law can sort of... So I would call, say, somebody's thigh a lesser included portion of, say, somebody's private parts. Does that make sense? Like, if somebody said that I could touch their private parts, then I would say that they have given me permission to touch their thigh, their calf, their
the area around their private parts, at the very least.
All of it.
Yeah.
I think they've given me permission for just about everything. I can think of one other spot. You know, that might be a bit more private than what I was referring to. I mean, you know, generally I think that if they've given that level of permission, then they give another permission. But I don't think the law can call sort of that a lesser included spot, right? Like, the law can't say that, you know, one's genitals is more private than one's thigh, right? Can they say that?
They can write whatever they want in a law, sure.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just thinking that from the standpoint of, you know, legality, that they couldn't do that.
Randy Bregman is the executive director of Vera House. This is a, by the way, the story from Syracuse.com. Vera House was among the dozens of supporters who signed on to Cuomo's Yes Means Yes push for this law, which, by the way, was passed unanimously in New York. Bregman said the new law will help eliminate, but she didn't say no, as a response to rape allegations, and over time change the conversations people have about sex. As though there's, in some cases, any conversation that happens before sex. You know, like, sure, there's conversation over the drinks at the college party that transpire prior to the going off into someone's room and then having sex. But is there really that much conversation about the sex itself?
I'm not sure what she didn't say no means. So, for instance, somebody who's in a, you know, alcohol induced coma, mm-hmm, or whatever, you know, they're passed out. That person wouldn't be able to wouldn't say no. But I would call that rape.
Sure.
I mean, you're, yeah, I mean, that's rape to me.
In this case, but it would be if she was not in a coma and didn't say no to his advances and just simply allowed.
But this is all verbal, correct?
Right.
So she could be actively participating in the, you know, the ramp up to a sex act. She could be moving one's hands around, putting them in spots that the one wished, and these that she wished, and that sort of thing. But it would still be a violation of this law,
as long as you haven't asked for permission.
Well, thank God for these stupid lawyers and Lady Gaga for fixing this crap for us.
Bregman's colleague at Vera House, Lauren Cunningham, dismissed the notion that yes means yes would result in more false allegations. The number of false allegations for sexual assault crimes is about the same as any other crime, between 2 and 8%, according to Cunningham. She said the New York law will hopefully get college students who often are operating in a world of alcohol-tempered one-night stands to be more thoughtful about their sexual choices.
You see, this isn't about preventing rape. This is about destroying hookup culture. The politicians are just so worried about hookup culture that, I mean, it's just bizarre.
Well, that does sound like what this is about, Mark, but I have to feel, you know, I feel like this isn't really going to change anything about how people feel when they're drunk, right? Because, you know, by nature, when you're imbibing one of the hardest drugs known to man, which is alcohol, if you imbibe enough of it, you're likely to lose all inhibitions or very many inhibitions, and that will lead to people making choices that they otherwise would not make. So the only way to really avoid, I mean, if you're drunk enough, the idea that, oh, I need to get consent every single step of the way is likely going to be thrown to the wayside, just in the same way that, you know, a condom is going to be thrown to the wayside if somebody is drunk enough. You know, like, ah, F it. Whatever. Throw that out of here. I mean, people make bad decisions. This is the nature of being drunk.
That's alcohol. That's why people say alcohol was involved.
Right. So the best thing you could do if you were cognizant of these rules as a college student would be to not go to the party in the first place. Because you know that if you go to the party and you have enough to drink and so does somebody else, and the two of you might get into a bed together. There's just that possibility at these parties. So are the college students going to stop throwing parties? Are they going to stop drinking alcohol? That seems very unlikely. If you get college students together and alcohol's involved, people are going to have sex.
Okay, so Lady Gaga got involved in this by sending a letter in support of it to Andrew Cuomo. And I haven't had a chance to read that. I'm looking forward to reading that and finding out more. But now, consider, I think Lady Gaga truly is a musical genius. I think that the woman is fantastic. She's a visual performance artist, unparalleled at this point.
I'll give you that.
I can't say any better things about her.
I've sung her a couple times at karaoke.
But I was just going back and remembering, I like a few of her songs. The one specifically, Bad Romance, I'm looking at the YouTube channel here. I've got it as one of my favorites. And indeed, she is smoking a cigarette after having killed her sex partner.
Oh, my.
What? Now, I don't think that she actually kills her sex partners, right? I don't think she's actually some kind of weird Black Widow complex. But I don't know. Right? But this lady's going and getting involved in other people's sexual relations, claiming that she was sexually assaulted, some years ago by some music producer, The Casting Couch, having nothing to do with college. This is kind of an understanding in the music and performance industries that, hey, young girl, you're going to have to give it up in order to, have whatever success. I have no idea what The Casting Couch was like. I really don't. I mean, we're in radio, but we're in radio in Keene, New Hampshire. We don't even know anything about radio, sort of as the industry. People will say, you know how it is in radio. No, I really don't know how it is in radio.
We've worked at one radio cluster.
you were a DJ.
Well, that's not true. We did work at a small one-off radio station. But
we know about as much as you can know about radio in Sarasota, Florida.
Yeah, okay.
And then running Free Talk Live.
Yeah, we know everybody in Sarasota because we've worked everywhere in Sarasota.
And that's it. I mean, I don't know how radio is, and I don't know how music is, and I don't know how television is. Mm-hmm. I've heard about The Casting Couch, and I think it's unfortunate that people will use their power to get what they want, but I know that both men and women will do that.
Sure. According to Cunningham, this is one of the people from Vera House, one of the supporters of this law, she says it puts more responsibility on the person who is initiating the sexual activity. Well, how will that be determined exactly, who the initiator was? I mean, there's plenty of times when it's the woman who is the initiator of the sexual activity, but if she was too drunk, because it says earlier here that this law is going to mean that if you are drunk, you cannot consent to sex, period.
Right.
So even if someone asks you, hey, can I do X, Y, and then Z, and you say yes, 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 please, if you were drunk or in any way had alcohol in your system, they're saying that that's not a yes. You can't say yes if you've had a drink. Talk about turning American, nighttime interactions on its head, right?
Let's just incarcerate all the 20-year-olds. That'll solve the problem.
The New York law puts more responsibility on colleges as well to take seriously and investigate claims of sexual assault, something that schools have been known to shy away from because they're worried.
Schools are not shying away from the investigation of sexual assault. It's going on all the time.
It says here they're worried about how the allegations can affect their reputations.
I'm sure they are worried about that. That's one of the reasons they might investigate it.
Cecilia Colsanti is a student at SUNY Oswego, which is SUNY is a law school, if I'm not mistaken, where yes means yes became the rule last year. Quote, I think the policy has good intentions, but to expect college students, especially freshmen, to step back for a minute and have a conversation about intercourse before anything goes down is kind of silly, said Colsanti. And once alcohol comes into the equation, quote, the line of consent gets fuzzy, unquote, she says. This is one college student saying this is unrealistic. You can't expect the college freshman or anybody in college, for that matter, to actually stop for a moment and talk about
sex. The legislators don't want that. They just want hookup culture stopped.
Well, it's not going to stop that either. More coming up here in moments. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You might as well just go ahead and cut off genitals if you want to stop hookup culture. It's Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
Hey, guys, I'm Tim Baker.
I'm Daniel Brown.
And I'm Sean Stewart.
And we are the You, Me, and BTC podcast.
Cryptocurrency decrypted.
Us three chumps love to talk too much, and for some reason other people seem to enjoy it.
That's why we started You, Me, and BTC,
which is your Bitcoin and Liberty podcast.
Find our show at youmeandbtc.com every Thursday.
We also post Bitcoin-related reviews, opinion articles, and much more.
Subscribe, like, and follow at youmeandbtc.com.
Improve the look of your home for less with hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Choose from over 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, woodlook tile, and more, all for a lot less than other stores. This week, get gorgeous Amber City Strand bamboo for just $1.99 and more hardwood floors from 99 cents. Special coupon savings on all Bellawood pre-finished hardwood with best-in-class scratch resistance. North American and European laminate from 49 cents and more.
And 18-month special financing
for the floor you want at the price you deserve. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.